first, if you would, just give us a brief thumbnail sketch of how we got to this point. I know that's a big question with kind of a long answer, but what is a little bit of the backstory that led us to today's ruling?
Well, the backstory here is that the judge who presided over the original trials ended up confessing that he had committed official misconduct by buying pills from a felon on probation in his court. He has subsequently been convicted in federal court of getting pills from his mistress, who was a graduate of the drug court program he helped found. As a result of his offenses, then these verdicts and the Christian Newsom case came into jeopardy, and that's where we are today.
Lamericus Davidson was denied a new trial in today's ruling. Does that mean that his death sentence from the original conviction still stands?
It does. He is still on death row and still faces the death penalty.
Now, is it likely that he'll appeal that ruling?
Both he and his brother, Latavius Coggins, most definitely will appeal that decision. And frankly, I think the state will probably appeal the decision to give George Thomas a new trial.
George Thomas, you just mentioned this, will get a new trial. Now, why is that? There's a pretty interesting explanation there.
Yeah, the difference is that with Davidson and Coggins, you have forensic evidence that ties them to the rapes of Shannon Christian. There's fingerprint evidence that ties Davidson to the actual death of Shannon Christian. So what the judge said today in his ruling was that his decision on a new trial motion turns on whether he must see the witnesses, whether witness credibility is an overriding issue. So what he says is that with Davidson and Coggins, because we do have forensic proof, then the testimony of related witnesses is not crucial. With George Thomas, we have no forensic evidence. So the only thing you have is the witnesses and their credibility. So that's the distinction between them.
Were the parents of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom there at the courtroom today?
No, we didn't actually have a hearing. The judge just put down his ruling.
Well, their parents have been through the tumult of this whole retrial process now for close to 2 years. Do you think today's decision brings any closure, at least in the legal sense?
I think it does, now that we have a definitive ruling. And again, although both sides are going to appeal, it is unlikely that the appellate court is going to do anything differently than what the judge ordered today. So I think both sides agree that we are now at a position where Thomas will get a new trial, the other two won't, and it is unlikely that we'll see any more appellate action on it.
State prosecutors have been fighting these retrials ever since Judge John Kerry Blackwood ordered them. What was their reaction to today's decision?
I talked to Leland Price, who was one of the prosecutors, along with Keisha Fitzgerald, and they're thrilled. They have done everything they need to do to bring some resolution to families, and it looks like we now have that. Certainly, they were happy to lose on Thomas, but I think they agree that legally the judge is right in this decision.
Well, you mentioned the appeals that will likely be filed on behalf of the defendants and possibly a state appeal on George Thomas's retrial. So what steps come next? Do we have a timeline yet for when all this may go into motion?
The state has 60 days to challenge the ruling on Thomas. The defense for Davidson and Coggins has the same amount of time to challenge that ruling. And then once that 60 days has passed, it will be up to first an appellate court at mid-level, and then the state Supreme Court to decide whether they're going to hear it. In theory, Davidson and Coggins could seek an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court, but it's very unlikely that the nation's highest court would hear this case.
Jamie Satterfield is a legal correspondent for the Knoxville News Sentinel. She's been covering the retrials in the Christian Newsom murders almost since day one. And Jamie, we thank you for taking the time this afternoon to help explain today's decision.
Well, thank you.